I'm in the conference hall with the General Secretary of Unite, Len McCluskey. Mr. McCluskey, is the party united?
Well, I think it's getting there. Obviously, Jeremy won a fantastic second victory, a bigger victory on Saturday. He's said that he's going to reach out, and I think more and more members of the Parliamentary Labour Party will take up that offer. We know that there's lots of MPs already indicated that they'd be prepared to serve again. So I imagine that in a few weeks' time we'll be in a situation where we do have a fully fledged shadow cabinet and opposition bench working on the new policies that Labour has to put to the British electorate.
What would you say to those MPs who decide that they can't serve?
Well, obviously, it's their personal opinion. If they can't serve, you can't make people serve. So be it. The fact of the matter is that there will be enough talent, enough people to put forward Labour's policies. I've been incredibly impressed this week with the new members of the Shadow Cabinet who stepped into the breach. They've been absolutely brilliant, fantastic talent, and Labour has nothing to worry about. So if people don't want to serve, well, so be it.
Do you think, Len, you know, Unite provides a lot of support, resources, campaigning, money in some cases to help MPs go about their business and serve their constituents. Can you see a case that if you have MPs undermining Mr. Corbyn at every turn, doing media rounds, doing unhelpful interviews, the backbiting, the sniping, is that support from Unite going to still be forthcoming?
No, I don't think it will be in those circumstances. But we have a process and a procedure whereby our regions indicate to us the MPs that they'd like to support, that our members, our activists are supportive of. So we take the lead from them, and evidently if we get into a situation where there are still MPs who are constantly backbiting and knife stabbing and in trying to be involved in more plots, then no, we won't be supporting them. We'll be trying to concentrate our resources on those who want to put together an alternative for the British people.
And do you think it's now time for the trying to put everything behind you in terms of what's gone on, and then that can actually, those wounds can be healed?
Well, that's exactly what Jeremy Corbyn has said. Let's wipe the slate clean. That's what he said to the Parliamentary Labour Party. I think the vast majority of the Parliamentary Labour Party will take that on board and do that. I think you'll always have a small rump of right-wing MPs intent on trying to destroy the party, and they'll obviously have to answer for their actions.
Is Tom Watson amongst their number?
I'm not quite sure where Tom is at the moment. He's redefining himself almost on a day-to-day basis. I thought his speech yesterday I was confused by it. It was the politics of yesteryear. He was telling us almost that there was a third way. Now, that doesn't surprise me because, of course, Corbyn and MacDonald are offering an alternative. And the right wing of the party don't have an alternative, don't have a vision. And therefore, they are reflecting backwards to the politics of the 1990s and the early 2000s to resurrect this so-called third way, Blairism. And of course, the Labour government did lots of good things during that period, but what it didn't do is shift the balance of power in favour of working people. We lost 1 million manufacturing jobs, and of course, inequality grew. The gap between rich and poor was the worst it's ever been. So that's a failed politics, and we have to look forward for something new.
Do you think, you know, you talked about the right wing, that right wing section of the party that's looked backwards. Tom Watson, is he in that? Do you think he's... What do you think's happened to draw him into that?
I honestly don't know. Tom was a friend of mine, a close friend. We haven't spoken, so I don't know. But he's the one that's defining himself at the moment. He must have reasons for it, but you'd have to interview him. I believe that's it's an irrelevance now. I don't think he... I don't think he has much to offer in that sense.
He's an irrelevance.
Well, as far as I'm concerned, the position that he's adopted, he had a great opportunity yesterday to reach out the hand of unity, and he never mentioned Jeremy Corbyn once. Jeremy Corbyn's his leader. He's the deputy, and he's the one that's supposed to be supporting the leader. So I don't know about Tom. I don't know what role he has to play. And as far as I'm concerned, we'll be in Unite channeling our energies into working with people who are seeking to support Jeremy Corbyn and trying to develop this alternative that we desperately need.
Final question. Would you support deselections of MPs who, you know, as I mentioned earlier, continue to snipe, continue to backbite, continue to undermine the leader?
Well, of course, Jeremy himself has said he's not a supporter of deselection. He doesn't want that because it turns ourselves inwards. And we in Unite certainly won't be pushing for any deselections. Of course, there is already a procedure within the Labour Party, nothing to do with Jeremy Corbyn, there's already a procedure where individual constituencies can trigger a selection process. And it's difficult to kind of control individual constituencies, but certainly Unite are not seeking to go down that road.
Let me put the question a different way, a slightly different way then. If those procedures are triggered by constituency Labour parties, and let's say you have an interest in that constituency, would you just stand back and let it happen?
Well, we wouldn't be able to stop it. We haven't got the power, contrary to
what... But then you're an influential man.
No, well, contrary to what people think, we don't have magic wands or the power to flick switches on and off. If a constituency triggers a selection ballot, then what will be, and it'll only be the members within that constituency who get a vote, not Len McCluskey.
Len McCluskey, thank you very much for your time.